Hey everybody, Nick Espinoza, your chief security fanatic here, and today, net neutrality is officially back. That's right, today is Thursday, April 25th, and the FCC just voted today to restore regulations that expand government oversight of broadband providers and also aim to protect consumer access to the internet. This is a move, obviously, that is going to essentially reignite the debate over how essentially to regulate the open internet or not. Now, this is known as net neutrality, as you probably know if you're a longtime listener of mine. And the regulations were first put in place under the Obama administration. And the goal back then was essentially to prevent ISPs or internet service providers like Verizon or Comcast, et cetera, from either blocking or degrading the delivery of services from competitors like Netflix and YouTube. And we saw cases of that basically crop up, and AT&T, Comcast, and a whole bunch were essentially involved in that as well. Although, quite frankly, those examples were a little few, but we'll talk about that in a second. Now, the rules were repealed under President Trump, and this has obviously been a contentious partisan issue over the years, and essentially it is pitting tech giants against broadband providers. So, in a 3-2 vote along party lines, the 5-member commission appointed by President Biden, the current president, revived the rules that declare broadband a utility-like service regulated the same way phones and water are. So, the rules give the FCC the ability to demand broadband service providers report and respond to outages, as well as expand the agency's oversight of their security issues. That obviously is a huge issue because we got plenty of viruses flying all over the place. Now, Jessica Rosenworcel, who's the chairman of the FCC, also obviously a Democrat appointed by Biden, because usually we've got a chair and then we've got two Republicans, two Democrats. That's typically how the FCC works. Now, she said that the rules reflected the importance of high-speed internet as the main mode of communication for many Americans. Quote, every consumer deserves internet access that is fast, open, and fair. This is common sense. Now, I actually would agree with that. And I've talked about net neutrality and the issues that we have when we don't have it. And we tend to see that crop up because the core purpose of the regulations is to prevent these ISPs from controlling the quality of your experience when you visit a site or use services online. And when the rules were established, Google, Netflix, and other online services warned that broadband providers had the incentive to slow down or block access to their services. Consumer and free speech advocates also supported this as well. The other side of the argument is this is overregulation. But I think given what we've seen, where there have been attempts to either slow down the Netflixes of the world because they are competing with, let's say, the streaming services of a Verizon, Comcast, et cetera, this essentially means an equal playing field. Doesn't necessarily mean an equal result. It just means that you as a startup now have a better ability to actually reach some of those customers without being degraded, especially if you have a new and innovative product competing against, let's say, an older product that is not nearly as hot to the youngins. You never know. But I think overall, this is a good thing that is happening. I've always been for net neutrality in this sense, and there are very few things that I would really want regulated for an even playing field. And again, not an equal result, but I think this is one of them. So, awesome. Big fan of this, and we'll see where this goes because the debate isn't over. And if we change administrations back to, let's say, Donald Trump, because it's either going to be one of those two at the end of this year, we'll see what happens. But as of right now, net neutrality is back, and hopefully it stays that way. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at Nick AESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody.